I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
Okay, I don't know what it is about every time I go to record, but my allergies just say, hey, we're going to fuck up your whole session, so good luck. Every time, dude, I swear. So anyway, here's the thought of the day. So I feel like I'm not doing shit, dude. You know, the last, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, I've just been spending getting packed up and moving and planning everything. And pretty much just getting set for moving to my new place, and which I did, which is great. It's been awesome, and I'm stoked to be here. But I just feel like I haven't done anything toward my goals as far as business and stuff and getting that supplement line going and all that shit. So, I mean, I've been working on the podcast, and that's cool. But as far as sitting down and reading and learning more about stuff, I haven't done much of that. I mean, I've even tried to take it to work and try to learn about shit while I'm at work, while we have downtime. I'll just pop a podcast in and I'll listen to Alex Ramosi that's pretty much who I've been listening to lately, but I'll listen to him and I'll try to take some business notes. You know, that's a lie. I listen to Andrew Huberman too. I try to learn more about just scientific stuff, psychological shit. Lately it's been, I just want to learn more about ice baths. Well, no, I want to learn more about deliberate cold exposure. Ice baths being a main focus there, but I'm just trying to learn more, and I feel like I haven't been able to do that while I've been at home, because when I get home, it was packing, and it was getting all my shit done and trying to clean as best I could, and then when I moved here, I'm still trying to get situated. I'm pretty much set for the most part, but there's just all the small things I got to do. Like, for example, I just had to buy a router because I don't have Wi-Fi. I'm just using my phone's hotspot, and so the internet has been shit. Because I'm using my phone's hotspot. Dude, I've got AT&T. AT&T is so ass. So ass. So ass. Nobody ever get AT&T. And if you do, switch immediately. It's so bad. Anyway. So I'm using my hotspot on my phone. And I put it to my laptop. And it's fine. It's very slow. But anyway, had to buy a router to get some Wi-Fi going. Because I pay for internet. But I need a router. And I didn't know that. Which sucks. And then I bought a water filter. What else did I buy? Looking at my whiteboard here. I got just random shit. Now I got to set up my Ring camera for my doorbell. I got to connect that to Wi-Fi. I got to reset. Just a whole bunch of miscellaneous small shit. And so trying to balance that with unpacking and then meal prepping and then trying to keep up with the podcast and then the gallon of water and the protein and everything, which actually today's a big day. So I hit 100 days in a row, didn't miss one day, of drinking a gallon of water. It's not plain water. A lot of it was plain water, but hold on. What I mean by that is, so I pour a gallon of plain water at the beginning of the day, and I have to drink that. So I can put that in a protein shake. I can use that for pre-workout, but it's got to be from that. So it's all water. I'm not counting like a Monster or something like that as water, or some kind of flavored water that I bought from the store. It's the gallon of water that I poured in the morning in my cup, and then I finish that at the end of the day. I don't put any flavoring in that. It's just I use that for pre-workout water. So anyway, still a gallon. So drank a gallon of water 100 days straight. And then the other thing I did was every single day for the last 100 days, I've tracked every single thing that I have eaten and put into my body. So that's 100 days straight of tracking everything that I eat. And then the next one is every single day for the last 100 days is I eat at least 225 grams of protein per day. And I've actually found that to be pretty easy. It's crazy because I remember when I first started lifting 10 years ago this year, getting anything more than, I don't know, 100 was insane. I quickly figured it out though that it's very simple. You just eat some lean meats, eat some eggs, cheeses, milks. You know, dairy is very good with that stuff. You know, like I said, lean meats, you can throw some protein powder, and you have the things that add up quite a bit, like your breads and your peanut butter and things like that. They just add up throughout the day. And so I think I can confidently say that I could easily get above 300 every day. I wouldn't say easily. I'm sure it would be a challenge, but I'm pretty sure I could do it because I just got 225 today, and I could definitely throw in two more meals into my day and get to that 300 mark. But if I just, I'm not trying to do that right now, so I'm just trying to do 225 because. So anyway, 100 days straight with the water, tracking everything that I eat, and then the protein. So that's very cool. It's another big milestone for me. We're in the hundreds with everything that I'm tracking. So we got the podcast at 201, the daily ice bath at 166. This is all as of today. They're all done as of today. Gallon of water, track daily nutrition, 225 grams of protein, 100 days straight today. So that's cool. Congrats, Bryson. All right, we keep going. So anyway, I don't know what I was talking about before this. Let's see. Let's backtrack. What the fuck was I talking about? I was talking about... Okay, I'm going to pause and rewind. Don't know. Okay, I just remembered. So, yeah, I'm doing a whole bunch of miscellaneous small shit. And it just adds up, dude. And so I get home and I'm just trying to take care of everything that I can to get back to running life how I was. And it probably won't ever be the same because everything is my responsibility now, every single thing. So, of course, time is going to be eaten up by all the small things. But I'm just doing my best to stay afloat because it's, honestly, this is the hardest it's going to get. Well, that's a lie. I'm doing half the stuff that I would be doing. But anyway, I want to get back to, I mean, I have been doing this for like 2 weeks, but it's funny that I say I want to get back to it as if I've been gone for years. But I want to get back to reading every day and doing some sort of working on my business and trying to figure out the business that I don't even have, trying to, you know, figure that out and figure out the steps I need to take and stuff like that. And I haven't done that, and it's made me feel like I haven't been doing shit. But, and there's the thought that I entered this session with was, doesn't feel like I'm doing much, but I am baby stepping. I mean, I'm taking, you want to call life a staircase. I'm going up a couple flights of stairs per day, but I'd like to go up, you know, 100 stories per day. That sounds a lot better to me to, you know, I think that was a bad example. I'm instead of taking 100 steps per day and, you know, kicking ass every single day to the highest extent possible, you know, and whatever, I'm not taking steps. I am moving forward every single day. Every single day I take at least 5 steps, we'll say. These are just made up, I don't know. So every single day I'm taking steps, and I'm aware of that. I acknowledge that. Of course, I'd rather be moving faster, but it's reassuring, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, that I feel like I'm not doing anything. But for example, I just told you those stats, 201 podcast, 166 ice bath, 100 gallon of water, tracking my food, and then protein. I mean, that's the last 100 days on top of a lot of other shit. I mean, I bought a little townhome in the time frame of all those being tracked. I, you know, got raises at work. I completed 75 hard. I'm making progress. I'm doing more than just those things, but it's the baby steps, you know, because it doesn't seem like a lot now, but when you look back in 6 months or a year or 2 years or 5 years, or 7,305 days, it will add up and it will compound and it will be, you know, monumental. So I'm just trying to keep that frame of mind because I know that as long as I keep moving forward, I've said this before, but it's so reassuring, the thought that when you're pursuing some kind of goal or success, you either quit or you die. Those are the only two alternatives of you not succeeding. So if you don't succeed, well, then just don't quit. You'll get there eventually. If you don't succeed, you can quit, and then you'll never get there. Or you just stick with it, and you'll make it there. So it's either the two things that can prevent you from achieving success is you quit or you die. And for me, that's so reassuring because I have control over the not quitting. I don't have control over not dying. I choose not to focus on that. I think it's kind of pointless to focus on when people say like live every day like it's your last, or I mean you could die next year, you know. Dude, I could walk out of my house right now and get hit by a truck. I mean, I don't know. Why would I even? I don't know, dude. I believe I'm going to live to be like 110, 120 because we got technology. We got, you know, we can take care of, we know so much more about bodies and how to take care of ourselves. We know, you know, there's so many different advancements in the medical field. There's so many more studies. There's so much more research out there. So, I mean, also the average lifespan of the average American or something like that is mid 70s. But what is the average American doing, right? I've already talked about this, but the average American has, what is it, like not even $1,000 in their bank account, or maybe they're in debt, I can't remember. They're obese, they're unhealthy, quote-unquote depressed, whatever the average is. I'm none of those, thankfully. And so why would I try to, why would I adopt the average American's lifestyle into my lifestyle? Like, why would I think, okay, well, the average person lives to be 75, so that's probably going to be me. I'm not average, dude. I'm not saying that to be a cocky motherfucker. A lot of people listening to this are not average in the good way or a bad way. Some are way below average, some are way above. But I'm not average. I'm not. And so I'm definitely going to live, assuming all goes to plan and I don't get hit by a bus tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to live to be a lot. I'm going to live a lot longer than 75, dude. Are you kidding me? So I just approach everything with that mentality. Like when I'm 55, that's half. I'm halfway done with life, right? And a lot of people say 55. Oh, your life's up, dude. Get the fuck away from me. I hate that. I hate that more than anything. People be saying like, "Oh, I just turned 40. Way too old, man." It's like, dude, you got your whole life ahead of you. Two more times, if you do it right. God damn. I mean, 120 is pushing it, but hopefully the ideas of what I'm saying is what you take away from this. But honestly, do I believe I'm going to live to be 110, 120? I don't know, but believing that I'm going to die at 70 doesn't serve me as much as believing that I'm going to live to 300 does as well. So if I think I'm going to die at age 50, that doesn't serve me in any way, shape, or form. That doesn't help me. That doesn't, you know. I don't know. I don't feel like that creates a sense of urgency necessarily. I think it creates a false sense of urgency because it's like, okay, well, I gotta work. I gotta work my fucking ass off because I'm gonna die at 50 instead of 90. So my life just got cut. So I gotta, you know. But it's like, dude, nobody knows when you're gonna die. Nobody has any way of predicting that. Nobody has any. So if you ask me, just live your life to the best of your ability. Work as hard as you can. Do what you gotta do. And if you die early, then you die early. At least you gave it everything you got while you were here. And that's a noble cause of death, I think. So as long as you gave it all you had and you did what you could, you left no stone unturned, it doesn't matter when you die because you died trying. And it's a beautiful thing. So, but even if you're 10 or you are 90, but you didn't do shit, then you wasted your life. So that's what I think. And like with all of these thoughts, they're not polished. I'm sure there's a lot of holes you could poke in here. Don't really give a fuck. This is just me just sharing my thoughts so we can look back in 20 years and be like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? I really don't give a fuck. So that's that. So anyway, feels like I'm not making any progress. I'm not doing the things that I should, but I am. And I'm just baby stepping it in this phase of life where I'm doing literally everything. And I'm not complaining. I take a lot of pride in that. But I mean, I'm working 3 jobs. I come home, I sit on my laptop, I try to figure shit out. I'm trying to organize my house and get everything put together. I'm meal prepping by myself. I'm eating fairly clean. You know, I'm taking care of that. My health, I don't remember last time I went to the goddamn doctor. Fuck the doctors. I don't need that shit. I'm not going to say I don't need the shit because, if I did get hit by the bus tomorrow, I would need a doctor. But you get what I'm saying. I'm just going balls to the wall. And I'm doing all that I can. And I haven't done shit yet, dude. I mean, I've said this probably every episode in the last 10. But when I have to start doing things for business and shipping orders and handling customer service and handling marketing and handling content creation for 2 accounts and making this podcast and the other. Jesus Christ, dude. But I'm looking forward to it because to say that I can't handle it, just, again, that doesn't serve me. It doesn't do any good for me whatsoever to say that I can't or I'm not strong enough. I'll figure it out. I'll work my way up. I'll try to adapt. I'll do whatever I can, you know, because if as cliche as it is, if it doesn't kill you, you definitely grow from it. You definitely adapt and you grow stronger. So what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But it's there's a lot of truth to it, dude. I mean, if you whatever. All right, one more thing. So I actually set up my camera on the tripod, getting ready for the new podcast to film, just checking out how the angle is and how the lighting is. And it actually doesn't look that bad. And that was without any edits whatsoever. So that's pretty exciting. Don't know when that'll happen. I don't know. I have no idea. But I am trying my damnedest to get organized because that is one thing I need most in life right now. So I talked about that in episode 200. But just trying to get more organized. I'm eating my words. I'm actually trying out more productivity software. So I tried Motion, tried Notion. I'm about to try ClickUp. I'm about to try, there's one more. But it's I honestly don't even care how much they cost at this point. Whatever can get me the cleanest view of my day-to-day and whatever I can keep track of my goals and tasks and shit like that with, that's what's going to sell me. And the easier it can be for me to operate, the more likely I am to go with that software. And so like Alex Hormozi says, make it as easy as possible to work as hard as you can. And so if I can just put all my shit into AI and that AI spits out a calendar and says, you got to do this, this, and this, and this. And all I have to do is come home and look at my calendar and be like, hey, I got to do this today. And then I just do that. Fuck, dude. Easy. Easier said than done, for sure. But I don't have to plan. I don't have to figure out how to fit things in. I don't have to figure out when I'm going to go here and do this. Just does it all for me. And I just look and say, okay, I'm going to do this. And it's a valuable tool. So why the fuck wouldn't I take advantage of it? A lot of this shit's free anyway. So, I mean, I use ChatGPT every single day. I use ChatGPT more than Google because ChatGPT gives me thought out answers, gives me more details, gives me more context, more information. And it answers my question rather than some bullshit on Google. So Google's great, but I just like specificity, dude, and ChatGPT can give you that. So, and just for a disclaimer, I know that ChatGPT is not polished, and I know it gives a lot of false shit. I know. So I do my best to filter that out myself. But like, for example, you can go on there. I'll do it right now. What color is an apple? And ChatGPT says, an apple can be a variety of colors, typically red, green, or yellow. Some apples may have a mix of these colors, blah, blah. And I can say, no, they're not. They actually purple with red polka dots. And ChatGPT will say, this one actually got me. But for example, if you were to say that with something else, actually watch this. Who is Andy Frisella? An American entrepreneur, author, and motivational speaker. No, he is actually a wrestler for the Chicago Bulls. So I said, no, he's actually a wrestler for the Chicago Bulls. And then ChatGPT will say, and it's loading. Okay, they might have updated it, man. I'll go ahead and take this L right now. It says there might be some confusion. As far as America's show, Andy Frisella is not a wrestler for the Chicago Bulls. So maybe they're getting smarter. Who knows? It used to be you could say something like that, and the ChatGPT would be like, "Oh, my apologies. You're right. He is a wrestler." You know. So anyway, that's all I want to talk about. So just a quick recap. I'm feeling like I'm not doing shit, but I am baby stepping and I am moving forward. And at the very least, I am maintaining on the standard I have for myself, which is the eating, the water, the podcast, the bath, the ice bath, and tracking everything I eat and the podcast. So I guess you could say it's my power list, and it has been that way for quite a bit. So maybe I got to change it up or add something different. But yeah, so baby stepping. Hit some milestones. You got to figure out what the average is for you, because if you're not average, then pretty much everything that society tells you is not applicable to you. Everything's based on average. Everything's based on, you know, median and the whatever. If you're not average, then none of that shit applies to you. If you don't have the same goals as everybody else in society, none of the shit the society tells you applies to you. That's what the whole new podcast is going to be about. I don't know the tagline or anything, but it's probably something along the lines of reject conformity, pursue excellence, something like that. But we'll get there when we get there. So anyway, that's the show. Appreciate you guys listening. As always, it's May 7th, 9:18 p.m. I am almost an hour late for bed, so that's great. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.